The enactment of the Taxation Laws Amendment Act earlier this year has resulted in Provident Fund members now having to annuitize some two-thirds of their retirement benefit. This came into effect today, that is the 1st of March 2021. So what does this all mean for Provident Fund members, including those who are just about to retire? Well, to take us through the detail, I'm joined on the line by Phil Britz. He's the chairperson of the Employee Benefits Executive Committee at the Financial Intermediaries Association. Thank you so much for joining us, Phil. Now, Provident Fund retirement holders are now subject to this annuitization rule. What does this mean, and what are the implications for the Provident Fund holder?
Good evening, Yonpo. So to put it in a very simplistic nutshell, there are two categories of Provident Fund members that are affected here. The one is a Provident Fund member who is 55 years and older today, mm-hmm. and the second is members who are not yet 55 and are Provident Fund members.
Okay.
So let's deal with the people who are 55 years and older. Mm-hmm. So in essence, all of the money that they've paid up until today is termed a vested right. So their money, their lump sum, and their cash value is protected, it's vested, and it'll continue to be treated as a Provident Fund. If they so choose, they can cash out 100% of the money subject to tax.
Right.
Their contributions for the over 55 individuals who remains on that same Provident Fund until their retirement, that money is also treated like the old Provident Fund, and they can cash 100% of the money.
Right.
If a member is younger than 55, their money up until 1st of March vests. That means it's protected. It remains a lump sum. And on retirement, they can cash it as a lump sum.
Okay.
Their contributions from 1 March going forward to the retirement date, if they remain on that Provident Fund, no longer vest, and that money will be treated like a pension fund. And that money on retirement, they will be able to cash one-third cash. And the other two-thirds, they will have to take a compulsory annuity, hence the term annuitization.
Right. So what does the latest law now mean for someone who's changing jobs? Presumably, they can cash out all of their Provident Fund savings, you know, if basically, you know, they've been saving up until the 1st of March 2021.
So there's a difference between a withdrawal benefit on a Provident Fund and a pension fund for that matter, and the retirement benefit. So any member before the age of 55 who withdraws from a fund and they opt to cash, and I'm just going to put a caveat on it, that that's not the wise option.
Yes,
if
of course.
If they decide to cash, they can cash all of their money 100% subject to taxation.
And what about emigration? Say you're retiring you know, you've got children overseas or whatever, and you want to join them and you want to emigrate. What are the implications there?
So again, if you're over 55, you can cash 100% subject to tax. And then if you're younger than 55, and let's say in 10, 15 years' time you decide you want to emigrate, then your vested portion will be treated as a lump sum and taxed as such. And the portion that is annuitized, you would have an option to put that into an annuity and get a monthly income from that. Or you can still cash it, but if you cash it, your taxation is going to be at the highest tax rate in terms of a pension or provident fund.
Right. So we know that the government has been looking for years to harmonize the retirement funding system. But of course, some people may not, you know, be very happy about this new decision because it's sort of, they may perceive it as nanny statism, because the government is now forcing you to annuitize some of your money when perhaps you would want to perhaps take all of the money and invest it in, say, property because you believe somehow that you'll get a better return rather than investing it on equity markets. What's your understanding about why government has done this? And, you know, as a professional, as an individual who has a family and who has a life, do you think it's a sensible decision that the government has pushed forward?
Well, it's a long answer, and yes, I think it is progressive legislation. So my kind of records go back to about 2006 when this was supposed to be implemented. So it's kind of 14 years later that it's actually happening. And what I would say is the problem with many Provident Fund members when they get to retirement, they cash their money, and when the money's cashed, you know what happens, it's in the bank, it gets spent. And an exceptionally high percentage of those members become dependent on the state they go on to suffer payments. So this harmonization and forcing Provident Fund members in the future to invest two-thirds of their money keep people in the system for longer.
Yes.
It will reduce the state's burden in terms of paying pension grants. And probably in 20 to 30 years' time, it might even impact tax, and taxation might come down because the amount of people dependent on pension grants comes down. So I'm a bit too old. I mean, I'm close to 60, so it's too late for me to get that tax advantage. But if you in your 20s and 30s, this is fantastic legislation for you long term.
Super. Phil, thank you so much for those insights. That was Phil Britz. He's the chairperson of the Employee Benefits Executive Committee at the Financial Intermediaries Association.